It's an election year. Just send the nuke and finish us off already. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. Oh, man, that clip was from the way back, probably a couple of years ago. I think that was on Saturday Night Live, a program I don't even watch anymore just because it's just gone off the cliff. But I really appreciate you tuning in today. And that I played that clip for a reason. I know I'm going to tie that in just a moment. But I really appreciate you listening in this final hour on a Friday. And I am so lucky to have Allison Armstrong join me. Talk about the relationship expert. She is a favorite on Dennis Prager. Show, all kinds of different shows across the nation. In fact, the first time she came on the show, because I love the fact that she comes on every month now, and I'm really blessed to be able to have that experience with her every month. She, it was so hard to get her. And she is just a fantastic, gal. What can I say? Understandingmen.com is the website. Understandmen.com. Understand men, two words. Understandmen.com. Yeah. Okay. They both work. Okay. Good.
Understanding.com. It always.
What a fantastic website, fantastic workshops, online workshops that you can do, and so many different ways to help all of us. And if anyone knows relationships, women and men, it's Allison. And I'm just lucky to have her on the show, and you're lucky to be able to listen to her every month. This is really fun. And I'm glad to have you, Allison, because I know you're such a busy woman when it comes to all the things that you do for couples. And you have done all kinds of in-person workshops and then online workshops, especially this year. But if people go to your website, understandmen.com, you'll find so many tools and resources, right? There's just huge amounts of resources to help.
Yes. And there's a sample right there on the front page. It may sound funny, at understandmen.com. Mm-hmm. It's a sample of understanding women.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't do anything else, just watch it. It will change it.
It's a sample that ends up being 10 billion pages. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm teasing. I'm teasing.
A little less than 30 minutes.
Do you think women are pretty hard to figure out? Are we pretty hard creatures? Because I think men are easy. Are we hard?
You think men are easy to figure out? Why have I spent 30 years?
That's true. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. We're all, it's complex. We got to figure this out. Okay. But that's what's great about you, though, is the language and understanding each other's language. And so we're going to be talking about details, and all of you are going to benefit from this today, because all of you are probably in a relationship right now. So this is going to be huge. Tell me about the details, Allison.
Okay. So first, should we warn people who haven't heard us before that we're like, two ladies and happy hour at the end of the week?
Kind of. It feels that way. Yes.
Because they let us out,
oh,
right? Because we both work really hard, right?
Yeah, it's so true.
So we get together and we have such a good time. And
so fun.
Details. So what we're going to talk about today is how details can absolutely be your best friend. Mm-hmm. Details can be foreplay. Mm-hmm. Details can be connection. Details can be trust. Details can be love. They can be the best thing in the world.
Hmm.
And misplaced details can be your worst enemy. They will prevent you from getting everything you need.
Mm.
Absolutely prevent you. They will disconnect you from the men that you love. They will cause a glazed over look. They will have a man be convinced there's no way he's ever going to be able to satisfy you, that it's impossible, that this relationship is a test and he's going to lose, and he'll completely shut down. So it can go either way, and that's what I want to straighten out for people, is how to have it go the good way and not the bad way.
I think we need it. I think we need it. This is it's a bigger topic than people think it is. And it affects your life more than I think we think it does, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So can I start with the effect of details on men?
Okay, sure.
Okay, and this is when you don't set it up properly, which later I want to tell everybody how to set up details properly.
Okay.
When you don't set it up properly, what happens to a man, and most men are in hunting mode, right? So they're committed to a result, and everything is getting sorted by how to, is it relevant to the result? And so someone starts talking, usually a woman that they care about, and he's listening, and he's trying to figure out, because he's a hunter, like, where's the deer? Was that the deer?
Right.
She says something. He's like, oh, that was the deer. In other words, the point. That was the point. Oh, no, that wasn't the point. Is that the point? Nope, that wasn't the point either. No, what? Was that the, what? Is there going to be a point? Oh, no. I don't know if there's going to be a point. Oh, but there's going to be a test. How am I going to remember all of this? And then his eyes glaze over. Because he just, that's his I cannot win here reaction.
Okay.
And he disconnects. And the woman on the other side is concluding, he doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about me at all. I'm not talking about what he likes. So he's just checking out as usual. Having no idea that she just completely stumped the hunter. Completely triggered all his instincts to shut down and conserve energy until he can find something he can catch, because he can't catch this.
Ah, the impossible.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Men play games they can win. It's instinctual.
Yeah, you're right.
Only play to win, and only play if you can win. And the detail game and the detail test game, it's a big loser.
Okay. And so,
more.
Yeah, please. Yes. Okay.
I mean, we could just string people on and not tell them what to do about it for a while.
Right.
We could turn around and I could tell the guy side what happens with guys towards women in detail.
Okay.
So we could just, like, you know, amplify the pain first if you want.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Okay,
I like it.
So this is what happens.
Okay.
A woman says to a man, says to her husband, for example, how was your day? Good.
Okay.
Good? It was good? Yeah, it was good. Just good? Yeah, it was fine. Well, what happened?
Right.
I worked. Yeah, but what happened? I did what I usually do. I made calls. I wrote a report. Like, what do you want to know? Right? And he doesn't know that to her, coughing up a detail, that means you trust me. That means you
right.
want to include me in your life.
Right.
That means you want to connect with me. I mean, like, you know, so she makes dinner. So how's dinner? It's good.
So
but,
true.
How about the green beans? They're good.
I'm only laughing because I just had this conversation with my husband last night, and it played out exactly like you're saying. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, I made him salmon with apricot sauce on it, okay?
And very good. Did you ask him how the sauce was?
Yes, because he wouldn't say why it was good. I said, how was the sauce?
Yes, exactly.
Sauce on top.
If he just coughed up a detail. If he just said, see, details to us mean, this is what
great.
It comes down to, men, okay? It means you're paying enough attention that if a tiger arrived right now and tried to eat me, you would notice and save me.
So true.
That's what details mean. Details mean I'm safe. You're paying enough attention, I'm safe. So if he just said, oh, yeah, I like how the sauce is like tangy and sweet at the same time. How'd you do that?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Right? Just a little detail.
Yeah.
Right? Or, you know,
so true.
Do I look okay? Yeah, honey, you look beautiful. That's all just like beautiful. Well, yeah, you look beautiful.
How does my butt look?
I
want to know how my butt looks.
like your butt's especially juicy in those jeans, or that blouse brings out the pretty blue of your eyes, or you know, like one.
It solidifies it.
Detail. I swear, it's foreplay.
Yes.
That I was cracking up at the root of ED. The root of ED is drowning in detail.
Okay, that's hilarious. Wow.
I swear.
It's so
that glazing over, that's ED right there.
It's so true, though. How many conversations, think about it this way. How many conversations have we had like that? And it's so true. And then you're pulling. I feel like I'm pulling taffy. You're just like pulling for like anything, a sign of life of can you go into a little deeper? Can you just tell me a little more? And it does. It feels like you're pulling these strings. And it's tough.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially we're such a listening for what does this have to do with me? That's
right.
The instinctual listening for women is what does that have to do with me? Where for most men, it's and the point is, and
okay.
The point is, and the problem is, and the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, and what does it have to do with me? And what do you need from me? It's all about me, 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 me. We call it center of the universe. It's
mm-hmm.
instinctual. It's not because we're, you know, jerks or anything. But, you know, how was your day? It was good. Anything special?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just think, did she make me lunch?
Okay.
If the answer is yes, she made me lunch. That was special. Even if she does it every day, yeah, I really like the sandwich, or thanks for the potato chips, or like.
Right.
I mean, did you notice that I put extra mustard on your sandwich?
Exactly.
Anything. I gave you two cookies today, right?
Yeah.
Any little detail. Thanks for the extra cookie, honey. That was really sweet of you. Yeah. She noticed. I'm going to live.
So true, though. And I think the big question is, why do women need that? Why do we need this, the more solidification of, you know, I did this for you. Are you noticing? Are you seeing? Are you, why?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of the things that we show in that sample I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
is that women and men have a completely different relationship to being safe. And men don't understand how much women are always scanning for safety, because honestly, we're so much smaller and weaker than they are. And even if we're smaller, we're so much weaker, like crazy weaker.
Okay.
And there's a thing I show in that clip where men,
mm-hmm.
it dawns on men how weak women are. And they're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, this explains a lot. So it's a macro program. We're always scanning for safety.
Mm-hmm.
And part of us being safe is that the protector in the vicinity notices us, is paying attention to us, is interested in us, doesn't seem to be mad at us. Like, he's the one that's going to save us from the tiger. And if he's not paying attention, this is why women hate video games.
Mm.
Because we think, hey, I could be dragged away screaming, right. And you wouldn't notice. You're so locked on that.
So true.
Right?
Okay. So
yeah, and like when, go ahead.
We're going to come right
go
back.
Come
we're going to go to a break. We're going to come right back more with Allison Armstrong, the relationship expert nationwide. She's amazing. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com. The website, understandmen.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. Dear Future Husband, the song by Meghan Trainor. That song needed to be a lot longer and more specific, apparently.
Oh, well, my gosh, the stuff you come up with.
Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I have the wonderful Allison Armstrong with me, the relationship expert, and I call her a guru. She probably hates that. And let me just tell you, a favorite of Dennis Prager, who I really love, by the way. I love Dennis Prager, too. And so many talk shows across the country. But let me just tell you, I got to brag on Allison a little bit here. The Queen's Code was the book that actually got me listening to Allison before I had her on the program and before I invited her here. And The Queen's Code, oh my gosh, talk about new best-selling author of like all time. This book, it took you how many years, and then how many years has it been out? Took you how many years to write it?
Well, that's what's weird. It took me 15 years to figure out how to write it.
Yes.
It took about 3 weeks to write it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all it took. It just poured out.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was watching a movie and typing as fast as I could.
Oh my gosh.
And it's been out for 8 years.
Uh-huh. 8 years.
And it's in the top 50 on Amazon. Love and romance and
I am just
and
you know what?
Which I just found out this week. It cracked me up.
Okay, this does not surprise me. And by the way, she has such a high star rating on Amazon all through the years, and so many people chiming in. The Queen's Code, it is a must, and you can get it on Kindle, too. This is a must. This is one of those books, like on the show when I say you got to read this book, like The Inheritance, all these books that I bring up. This is a must, I think, for anyone in a relationship, which you probably are. Maybe you're in the beginning of one or in the middle of one or whatever the case may be. Queen's Code to make that relationship even better. I'm just so proud of you. What a treasure. And I'm so glad that you were able to put all of those years into this book that people can benefit from. It's huge what you've done
Thank
for people.
You.
You bet. I
and
love
it's
this.
Nonfiction and it's juicy and sexy and romantic.
Everything I love.
And
awesome.
It will reveal the root cause of ED and the solution.
That's great. I love it. I love it. All right. So okay.
The commercial is so well timed.
Oh my gosh. So true. So let's go back. Let's go back to the details because this is something that's very interesting. So I made dinner for my husband last night when I got home from work, mm-hmm. and something I actually enjoy doing. I think the feminist out there would call that slavery. I call it love because I love to, you know, make food and I'd love to give it to my husband. But anyway, so I give it to him and I make salmon. And how is it? Good. I know, but how is it? Like, I mean, is it really good? No, it's good. I know, but what about the sauce on top? How's the sauce? It's good. I mean,
good.
You know, this is like man speak. And so women are just so different. And I love that you're diving into this. Are we just nosy? Do we need the details because we're nosy? Do we need the details because we are just, we have to have, we're so, what is the word? Insecure. What is it? Why do we need that?
It's how our brains are wired.
Mm-hmm.
Details are a sign of trust.
Okay.
Anyone that we don't trust, we won't give details to. Like if we said, someone said, how was the party? It was good. Who was there? Everybody. What did you wear? Old dress. Anybody listening to that conversation would know this woman is either really mad at this other woman.
I was just going to say.
This other woman thinks this other woman's an enemy.
Mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do not divulge details. Really, if you look at it from an instinctive point.
Okay.
If I go out in the meadow and I find a bunch of berries,
mm-hmm.
if I don't trust you, there's no way I'm going to tell you where they are.
Very
I'm not even
going
to tell you I found any berries.
Mm.
How is the meadow? Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see anything? There was some stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't trust you. You're going to go to the meadow and you're going to take the berries and you're not going to share them with me.
Mm.
So I won't tell you anything about it. It's competition. There's this intense competition. So details mean trust. Lack of details mean don't trust.
Mm-hmm.
Between women. But we think men are hairy women. So we always evaluate their behavior by what it would mean if a woman did it.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to him, like him saying it's good, he's answering, men are very literal. They tend to be.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it? It's good.
Wow.
Like, just get right to the point. If you wanted these slices, is there anything special you like about it?
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to put the imaginary adjective over your mouth and not suggest anything.
Okay. That's hard.
Then he has to judge your suggestions. No, not that. You know, not that.
I see. That's hard to do. Yeah.
It's very hard. It's what women do all the time. We ask a question, and then mm-hmm. if men don't answer immediately, we rephrase the question, and then if they don't answer that immediately, then we give multiple choice.
It's so true. Ooh, I'm just laughing at myself right now. Yes, it's really true. And so do men pretty much have to kind of understand this enough to give enough details if they want to be happy in a relationship with a woman? I mean, is it pretty much a given that they need to learn this technique of giving details, or is it on the woman to realize that they just don't give them and you just have to kind of deal with that?
Well, you know me, I'm partnership human.
Mm-hmm.
So the more we can each learn about the other and provide it, the better off we are, because then it's in our court, right?
Okay.
And then the more we can teach each other or ask the other one for it, the better. Just come out and ask. Honey, could you spare me a detail about your day? Remember how that makes me feel loved and included, and that you're not going to let the tiger eat me?
Yeah. You're my protector?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, just clue them in. I have instincts of a cave woman within. If we take care of her, everything works out. If we don't, then bad stuff happens.
Okay. All right.
I get nasty and mean and scared and attack you and...
Wow.
And won't sleep with you.
Oh, and all the men are going, they're listening. And so...
Just spare a detail. Just even one detail.
Right. Because it's just not naturally something that they're going to do. And
It's not.
Okay.
It's not how they're built. They're just get to the point. Get to the point. Don't state the obvious. Save energy.
Right.
I talked about this history. Men are so much more aware of a limited amount of time and a limited amount of energy.
Okay.
We tend to think we have all the energy in the world and all the time in the world.
True.
Yeah. It's at the source of so many differences between men and women. Just that little thing.
You know, and it's a daily thing too, because we communicate daily. So this is going to be a roadblock for a lot of people a lot, right? Talk about the things that actually like impact your life on a daily basis. This would be one of them.
Yeah, in every context. Like women who get upset about not being respected or being credible in the workplace. Good chance they're okay, can I give you a picture of this, like a metaphor?
Sure.
So if I hand you an orange, you could, like, inspect the orange, right?
Sure.
Wow. But if I hand you an orange and then a banana and then an apple and then maybe another orange, oh, yeah, and you need one of these, and I just keep handing them to you, not only can you not inspect them, you're going to start dropping them. And the whole while you're wondering, what the heck are you giving me this for? And this is what women naturally do. Before we tell them the problem we want them to solve, the thing that we need that we want them to do for us, the question we want them to answer, the decision we want them to make, before we tell them that, we describe the 30-year history, the context, and the entire situation. And they don't know what the heck we're talking about.
That's
why
so
are
true.
You telling me this? And all the fruit is dropping on the ground.
Yeah.
And then when we finally say, so what I need to know is, what are we going to do for our vacation? Oh, that's what this is about. And then they start asking questions, and we're like, that was the orange I already gave you. That was the banana I handed you in the first place. And we're like, I already told you this. And we get so mad, and we think they're stupid, and they don't care, and they're not listening.
Right.
No, we gave them a bunch of fruit without giving them a basket to put it in.
And if they loved us, they'd know that we already gave them the orange.
Oh, they would have held on to it no matter what.
Sure.
So I interact with all the people in our lives, in our online courses, okay? I spend 10 hours a month just answering questions. And it's a training program. And I make them interact with me the way that I call it, okay, you're going to empower the provider. So don't tell me the situation. Don't tell me the history. Don't give me any details until you've told me, at the end of this conversation, what will I have given you? And I make them start. If they start to say, well, I've been married, stop. What do you want from me? And they go, well, so when it, stop, what do you want to make them? I want you to clarify the difference between nurturing and mothering. Okay, we can do that. Okay, so let me tell you the situation. I'm like, well, I can already answer the question.
Wow.
Let's save some time. Because women think if you don't know everything about it, how are you going to give me a good answer? But if we told a man, for example, honey, ultimately, I want to know where you think we should go on vacation. And before you answer, I want to tell you some things I want you to take into consideration. And he's like, okay, what do you want me to take into consideration? And he knows why you're handing him that information. And he has a basket to put it in. This is the vacation basket.
Got it.
And he'll sort it fine. He'll be able to remember it. he'll take it into account.
Sure.
He'll amaze you that he comes up with a plan that, mm-hmm. that takes care of the banana, the apple, and the four oranges. And
mm-hmm.
how did he remember that? Well, because you gave him a basket first.
Right.
You told him the point.
Told him the point. And that really is the uh-huh. point of this. if women could get to the point and men could spare a few more details, what a happier world we'd have. because it's the point. They're looking for the point. And that, like you said in the beginning, they're the hunter and they're looking for the animal. This is the point. And we have a tough time getting there. We just do.
We're not built that way.
Right.
And so if they could be patient with us instead of making us think like we're in trouble, because mm-hmm. when we're in trouble, we just give more details.
Oh, my gosh.
And we talk yeah. faster. And we change it, and we don't pause. And we.
So true. That is the truth.
Because they're mad. And if the tiger comes now, they'll offer him mustard.
It's so true, though. Yeah. I remember when you very first came on the show and you said the best thing a man could do when a woman walks in the door at the end of the day is just let her implode with details. Just let her keep talking and keep talking and keep talking and keep talking. And then when she's done, go the extra mile and say, is there more? What else happened, honey? And
anything else?
Yeah. And let her keep talking.
Fascinating creature on earth.
Yes.
But it can only happen, ladies, it can only happen if you make the deal. Honey, mm-hmm. you don't have to remember any of this. There will not be a test.
Right, right. And that is
just
really
hold the trash,
important.
Let me get it all out. When I'm
so
done,
true.
What really matters will show up.
Okay, we're going to head off to a break. This is such a truly important point. Even try this tonight when you get home. Try it tonight. Just men, just sit and let your wife just talk and detail and talk and detail. You'll have such a happy woman. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Allison Armstrong, best-selling author, amazing woman, understandmen.com. Be right back.
There will never be a dispute over whether fruits and vegetables help supply the nutrients your body needs to build a strong and healthy immune system, which is vital in protecting you from outside invaders, such as bacteria and viruses. Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables with a combination of 31 different organically grown whole fruits and vegetables every day. They come in capsules, which can be taken in less than 10 seconds at a cost of about 22 cents per serving. Why wait? Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Yeah, that was from the newer Star Is Born soundtrack. That's actually Bradley Cooper. Here we go, Lady Gaga.
Aren't you tired trying to fill that?
All right, so you never ask a woman, does she need more? The answer will always be yes. Tell me, do you need more? I was like, no, don't do it. Anyway, we're always going to say yes. Anyway, back to
did
the
we
show.
Did we talk about that already?
I don't know. Did we?
The best way to have a man do nothing is tell him you need more of something.
That's great. Yeah.
I need more attention. I need more time
yes.
with you. I need more support. I
You're
need
right.
more help. More is, by definition, impossible to ever satisfy.
So true.
So why bother? True.
Yeah, you're right. Just give up.
It'll
now.
Never be enough. So you have to say exactly, I need 30 minutes more of your time.
Wow. I've got Allison Armstrong with me from understandmen.com. She was talking about a link on her show you need to visit, and also the website itself you need to visit. The Queen's Code is the book that has sold like crazy and put her on the Hall of Fame list for relationship experts, which I love, because the Queen's Code, you know, in the reviews for the Queen's Code, so many people said, you saved my relationship. And one gal wrote, you saved my relationship in the first 8 hours of me reading. She must be a little bit of a slow reader, because she said she'd only gotten through about 15% of the book. But I was like, wow, that's huge to say. You've saved my relationship, because I just learned so much on how to crack the code to my husband. You know, that's a big deal, Allison. I mean, relationships impact all of our lives, and they're one of the most, if not the most important thing here. And I think that's phenomenal that you're doing that. It's great that the Queen's Code is able to do that for people.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just don't know what we're doing wrong. And men don't know why women do what they do. They think it must be that we don't love them, we don't respect them, we don't care about them.
Right.
No, we're just completely mystified by them, because we think they're, you know, a hairy woman. And if I treat you like a woman and pay attention to your feelings, right, and if you only, you know, had stronger feelings for me, you would act right. If you love me more, you'd pay attention to me more. So we try to manipulate men's feelings, because if he feels right, he'll act right. No. Men would think that's dishonorable to have their actions be based on their feelings.
I see.
They're going to do the right thing.
Right.
So we actually need to tell them what we need.
You've got to tell them.
A limited quantity.
It's very literal.
Not more. So,
yeah. Okay. Because it's literal. I mean, they just want to know. They want to know the point. They want to know what you mean. They want to get right down to it. And women talk around it endlessly, right?
Yeah, and they want to know the problem. What's the problem? And women can't say the word problem. We're not allowed to have problems. We can have concerns, we can have challenges, and we can have issues. We're socially perfect, and perfect people don't have problems. So we don't say the word that, like one man said, it's like a problem to a man is like a squirrel to a dog.
Yeah. Wow.
Instead, we'll say, we need to talk about this issue. Ask men. Just go out and research. Every woman, go out and research. What does issue mean? Issue inherently means it's unsolvable. So why are we talking about it? So when do you want to talk about this issue? Never. There's no point in talking about something unsolvable.
How crazy. And the woman just wants to hash it out, right? To just keep hashing it, the details, right?
Well, and she thinks the more we talk about the issue and the more details we discuss about the issues, then we'll solve it. But we've just declared it unsolvable, and so he can't engage. If she just... We actually, in our live workshops, we make women practice saying the word problem, and some of them are like going to throw up. The instincts to not say that are so strong, they get nauseous. We make them practice saying, I have a problem. And we make them say, practice saying, women should just try this, I have a problem. Honey, I have a problem. They're like, what?
That is so, you're right. They actually practice doing that? Wow.
We do. We haven't practiced saying problem. We haven't practiced saying help. Will you help me? We're not supposed to ask for help.
Gotcha.
We're supposed to never need a man. We're supposed to just possess one but don't need one.
That's interesting. Is that more prevalent, like, say, in the last 40 years since the women's lib
Absolutely. Movement? That's what came out of women's lib.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to have a man or your worth is way down, but don't need him. And always prove to him that you don't need him. And then we wonder why they go away and say, you know, I'm going to find someone who needs me.
Or completely demasculate. Because honestly, watching the last 40 years and watching where men are at right now, they've almost gotten afraid to say much because they've gotten it from, I don't think they even know what to say. Women are, we've changed that over the last 40 years and we've put them in such a tough spot. It's hard.
No, just something I've heard, I can't even tell you how many men I've heard talk about the quandary of, do I open the door or not?
Yeah.
You're approaching a door at the same time as this, a woman, a stranger. If you open the door, is she going to glare at you, sneer at you, say something nasty? Is she going to grab the door from you? Or is she going to appreciate that you did that?
Do you know,
it's
Russian
roulette.
It is, because I've never experienced a stranger, a guy, opening a door for me as I walk into a mini mart or a store or whatever the place may be. And if I say thank you, I've never seen them not smile. They've always smiled when I've said that. It's like that acknowledgement. And there's always been that smile or, oh, you know, that's nice that, that this woman acknowledged me doing something for her. And they want to be the hero in that moment. And I love that. And that smile is everything. I think it's great. We need
to
do
it. Do you want to know why it happens?
Why?
Well, women offer help when we think someone can't do something. They don't have the ability to do it, the knowledge to do it, the time to do it, the strength to do it. That's when we offer help. So when a man offers us help, we're insulted. You think I don't know how to do it? You think I'm not strong enough
incompetent?
To do it? Right? Yeah. So we're insulted. Like, I can do that myself. And I mean, I interviewed so many men about this. They never think that. They're like, we know you can open a door. We know you got the suitcase there somehow. They think of us as unicorns in the forest, and they want to save our energy for something more important. Like, well, if I open the door for you, then who could you be? What could you do? Because you didn't have to open the door. You might sparkle.
They're being
nice. And so
when
you smile at them, they're like, oh, yay. I did something for the unicorn.
It's true.
Seriously, we are insulted instead of acknowledged. We have it backwards.
Yeah. We don't realize the intent. We don't get them. We don't understand why they're what provokes them to do that. And it's such a, you know, we should be seeing it as such a respectful sign and such a sweet thing to do because we know
it's
we can
honoring.
Open the door. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel bad for those women that march in. They're probably wearing the combat boots, but they march in and are angry that somebody, how dare they open a door for them? And they're so caught up in their own feelings about it that they can't understand the motive of another. So it's really about understanding where it's coming from and why they're doing what they're doing, right? In all contexts.
Well, I wish combat boots were like a signal, but women in high heels can be just...
You're right. You're right. It's so true. No, it's the truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I mean, when I started studying men, I just wanted to know what I was doing that was bringing out the worst in them. And I didn't expect them to transform my relationship to being a woman. But it did. Because they kept wanting to talk about how much they love women and admire women and how unique and special they think women are and what a contribution we are to the workplace and a completely different way of looking at things and point of view and how life-giving we are and what it's like to be nurtured by us just by us accepting them. It changed my whole life.
I bet. It had to have. Because then you realize what that true motive is, what they're really about, and how wrong we've had it, and how disastrous that is for them.
Yeah, and I also started to appreciate women more. So my self-worth went up, and then I started to admire women and women's strength and courage and versatility and... Men and women complement each other so naturally, and instead we're competing.
That's so true. That is so true.
Yeah.
And I think women are competing a little more than the men. We seem to be competing, but I don't see them competing. I see them trying to actually, you know, say, you know, hey, you're great. Can you think I'm great too? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely on the offense.
Yeah.
If this is a war between the sexes, mm-hmm. we're the aggressor.
Right.
And not because we're jerks. We just misinterpret men.
Right.
We can't see them clearly because we think they're supposed to act like a woman. And men are a little more generous. They don't think women are supposed to act like men. They allow for some kind of mystery and confusion and complexity, and
and they
never argue with needing us. They're not trying to not need us.
Right.
We're proving we don't need men. They're not proving they don't need women. They're very clear about it.
Boy, what a great insight. You need to repeat that. That was a fantastic insight. Please.
Well, not only are they clear that they need women, but, you know, if a woman doesn't show up for a group of other women, like calls out a movie date because a man called her, right? Like she's going to go out with a man instead of a woman, and that's like a traitor, right?
Yeah.
If a man doesn't show up for a guy's night out because he got a date, all the men are like, lucky guy.
Yeah, so true.
Right?
Good on you.
He's a woman.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, to him, there's no disrespect.
They're envious. They're envious.
It was obvious.
Yeah.
Of course, if you got a chance to be with a woman, to come across the table from a unicorn and have her sparkle at you for a couple hours.
That's awesome.
It changed your whole week.
So they're envious and we're angry. Isn't that funny? Oh, my gosh. Another great insight. So true, though. Wow.
And I thought I'd learned everything that was worth knowing about them in 2 or 3 months. It'll be 30 years in February. And I'm still learning.
Oh, I love this, though. And when you said they go together, they really do. And I hope we get that point, too, because I think it's really important to know that, that there's something to understanding each other to make that work better, because we're supposed to be together in this. There's a reason it's a yin and a yang. There's a reason that we raise kids with a male and a female so that they can get both of, you know, both aspects, both everything of that combination. There's a reason that we should be wanting to make this better. I think.
Well, because, I mean, it can get magical.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope we realize
pinch
that.
Pinch me life.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just really kind of getting to that understanding. Do people need to read Keys to the Kingdom before they read Queen's Code?
They can do it before or after.
Okay.
It was written as the prequel. It only has 4 characters instead of 8.
Okay.
But whichever calls to them is best.
Okay. Both books.
Oh, the late.
Okay. You've published 3 books, amazing e-books. Understandmen.com is a treasure trove. The workshops are great. I have a friend of mine who jumped onto your workshop and told me you are just the most incredible thing to him and his wife. So let me just tell you, you're just doing a lot of good out there. And I really appreciate you diving into this and letting people understand and open up their hearts to understand the other sex. This is just so great. I hope everybody had a lot of aha moments today.
Thanks for helping me do good.
Oh, you're awesome. Allison Armstrong, it's always fun. It's always fun to have you, especially last hour on a Friday. I love this. And I love it. Go to understandmen.com and check it out. Check out the courses for men and women as well. Get the book, Queen's Code, Keys to the Kingdom and Queen's Code. You'll be so happy you did. And everybody be faithful, be fearless, and see you back here next week. Lots of really great guests next week. Have a good one.